everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a member of the OHL West Division champion Sarnia Sting, the Sting capturing the West Division for the first time in 12 years, and will go into the 2016 OHL playoffs as the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Barry Colts forward Andrew Mangiapane. He picked up 11 points in 3 games last week with 4 goals and 7 assists and was an impressive +7. He was able to pass the 50-goal and 100-point plateaus as the Calgary Flames prospect, helping the Colts win the Central Division this season and looking to make a mark in this year's Ontario Hockey League playoffs. Over in the Western Conference now, and the Sarnia Sting are the West Division champions as they grabbed that honor on Tuesday night with a clinching win against the Guelph Storm. The Sting have not won the West Division since 2004 and now go into the playoffs the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. Philadelphia Flyers first-round pick Travis Konecny has been a big part of Sarnia's success in the last couple of months since joining the club from the Ottawa 67s. Through 30 games in Sarnia, Konecny with 21 goals and 51 points, and is a +23 during that time.
Travis Konecny of the Sarnia Sting is here, and first of all, after Tuesday night, West Division champions, just a nice little feel as a sort of a check mark along the road here?
Yeah, it's been good for us. You know, ever since I got here, the team's been building and coming together, and the chemistry's been good, and it's one of the things we worked towards, you know, since I've been here, is getting that title, and we finally clinched it, so it's good.
Going into the playoffs as a second seed, home ice, I'm sure, is a nice way to be able to go into the playoffs starting on the 25th.
Yeah, for sure. You know, if we win our first two rounds, we know we're going to have the home ice advantage in those two. And, you know, it's definitely one of the things, like I said, we've been working on it since I got here, and it was nice to finally get that.
You've been here 2 months. I'm sure you hear about it, you know, winning the West the first time in 12 years. Just, you probably hear it from the fans and hear from the community how big it is here. They're excited for the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. It's huge, and you can see it in the fans and all the support we've been having lately. You know, going into the stretch here, and it's just been awesome for us and for us as a team to clinch that the West there. And, you know, it just shows what we have in the room, what we can do in the playoffs, and hopefully we can put it all together at the right time.
When you were in Ottawa this season, you had more assists than goals. It was, seemed to be, things have flipped a little bit. Maybe a different structure here has allowed you to you know, end up the way things have gone, putting more goals in.
I don't know. I just think, you know, I've just been confident here and shooting the puck and, you know, just playing my game and you know, trying not to, you know, overdo things. And, you know, the coaches have been great here for me and you know, my development and different things like that. And sometimes just a change of scenery is good for somebody. And I think it, you know, everything just came together for me.
Has it been nice around here? We're in Ottawa. You came in as the first overall pick, captain. You know, there's other NHL first-round picks here. There's guys going for the draft. There's so many guys around. You can almost sort of mesh in with a group of guys here rather than being having to be maybe the number one guy in Ottawa.
I don't know. It was, you know, it's the same everywhere. There's guys who are working towards the end goal and you know, the NHL. And, you know, there's definitely those guys in Ottawa. And I think it's just a bit different here. You know, there's just a couple more, you know, high-end players here that make us, you know, a little bit better of a team and hopefully go farther into the stretch here. But, you know, it's the same as Ottawa. It's just as good there.
Tell me about playing for Darian Hatcher over the last couple of months, a guy who's certainly seen a lot of time in the show over his career.
Yeah, he's been great for me and, you know, especially my confidence and, you know, teaching me along the way when I mess up. He gives me opportunity to, you know, capitalize and you know, make things better, and it's been helping me a lot through the second half here.
With you guys clinching the division, does it give you a little more flexibility this weekend rather than maybe having to go gung-ho through a 3-3 this weekend?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely nice knowing that we have a little bit of cushion here and, you know, we can get prepared for the playoffs next weekend.
Before we let you go, obviously, any communication at all from through the Flyers over the course of the season? You sort of see their scouts around, any little things like that, or is one of those, you know what, leave you alone in the season, we'll talk to you in the summer?
Yeah, I see them a little bit here and there, and I know they're going to be here for sure for throughout the first round of playoffs, I was told. But yeah, other than that, I've seen them a few times, text back and forth, and then yeah, I guess I just see them after the season's done.
Here's a look at this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. Rouyn-Noranda of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League remains the number one team in the country. The Erie Otters are at number two, while the London Knights move up one spot from last week to the number three position nationally, while the Kitchener Rangers come in at number six and the Kingston Frontenacs at number eight, four teams from the Ontario Hockey League ranked in this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. Well, if you're in the Greater Toronto area this week, be sure to check out the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. That's taking place all this week, with the championship game going at the Mattamy Athletic Centre in downtown Toronto on Monday. That game will be broadcast on Sportsnet. These are the top minor midget teams and players from across Ontario, and some from the United States as well. And many of the top stars from the Ontario Hockey League have come through this tournament. Even names like Tavares, Stamkos, Subban, and many more have played for the OHL Cup. Be sure to follow OntarioHockeyLeague.com for the latest on the road to the OHL Cup. And all the best to the OHL alumni taking part in this weekend's University Cup Championship Tournament. That's the CIS University Hockey Finals, as OHL alumni dot a lot of the rosters taking part in that tournament, as players who have graduated from the OHL taking advantage of the OHL's education packages to move on to play university hockey. Have you checked out the new OntarioHockeyLeague.com yet? What are you waiting for? It's a great place and a whole new look to check out what's happening throughout the Ontario Hockey League, including play-by-play as the games are happening throughout the OHL. That and much more at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. While you're there, check out the playoff tracker. That'll give you the latest updates on the playoff scenarios, as the matchups will be determined throughout the weekend. It may come right down to the final games on Sunday to decide who is going to take on who on the road to the 2016 J. Ross Robertson Cup as Ontario Hockey League champions. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.